So the gospel today speaks of God's kingdom using images of hidden treasure as well as a pearl of great price. And it is with joy and assurance that one sells everything else to obtain them. They are so valuable. The gospel also mentions another parable, similar to the one about the wheat and the darnel, about the Christian sense of time and the separation process at the end of time. There is also, characteristic of Matthew's gospel, a reference to the link between the Old and the New Testaments. In our first reading from the Old Testament, Solomon, when given the opportunity to ask for what he wishes, prays for practical wisdom and prudence to discern for his people what is right and wrong. Implicit in this petition is his love for what is right and just, the law of the Lord. And in the second reading, Paul declares that for the person who loves God, everything can be turned to good. In his particular way, Paul explains how God works within people to conform them to the image of his Son. This is God's purpose, and this is what we help achieve in all the circumstances in our lives. It is our purpose in life to be conformed to his will in the image of his Son. Today's readings make me think of a verse from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, which inspired the song, "Eye Has Not Seen." Perhaps you know the refrain. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, what God has ready for those who love him. Spirit of love, come give us the mind of Jesus. Teach us the wisdom of God. For today's reading, stress, we need to recognize the value of a personal relationship with God, the pearl of great price, the wisdom of God.
Amen.
Wisdom. I'm sure most of us want more of it. We want to make good decisions that lead to peace and love in our families and the world around us. We struggle with what is that popular prayer known as the Serenity Prayer regarding wisdom. I'm sure you know it. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. The wisdom to know the difference. How we can find peace of mind if we accept the things we cannot change. How we find inspiration, courage, and hope. We try to change the things we can when we apply this prayer with God's help successfully. But gaining the wisdom to know which is the kicker. I'm sure every one of us in this assembly has felt the pain of not accepting what we cannot change or failing to change the things that we know we can change. So I think we can identify with Solomon and we can understand why Solomon asks for an understanding heart to judge your people and distinguish right from wrong. For although we aren't being called to act as a ruler of people, all of us, from the age we can think and act, are called to make decisions about what is right and what is wrong. And we're being reminded today that being able to make wise decisions is worth more than gold. It is the pearl of great price. I'll tell you a story from my youth. I was about 23 or 24. And one of the things I did in my life was drive a cab to get through college. And one night I was taking a man home from the airport. It was probably a Friday night. I took him to his residence, which is a beautiful house on Flagler Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida. It's right on the Intracoastal. Not on the Palm Beach side of the Intracoastal, but on the West Palm Beach side of the Intracoastal. For those who have been there, you know the difference. But let's just say the man was not hurting for money. We were involved in some discussion of life. You know those discussions you can get in cab rides, you know, those 10 to 20 minute discussions that cover a wide variety of subjects from baseball to philosophy. And often, not much comes out of these talks, but in this discussion, the man told me something I'll never forget. And I think it impacted me because of the difference between, you know, I'm driving this man to this beautiful house on the Intercoastal, and he told me this. He said it, and it was almost a blessing. He told me, may all the problems you have be money problems. Now remember, this guy was very wealthy. So a cynic may be able to dismiss this statement easily, as it came from a man who had the means to solve those kinds of problems. But he said it with such sadness. It was almost a lament. I could tell that he had problems money could not solve, and he was in great pain about it. What he was telling me was that money problems would be the easiest problems to solve in my life, for no matter how much money he had, he apparently did not have the wisdom to solve those problems. But I can tell you, at the time, I was a poor, starving college student, and the idea that money problems would be the easiest to solve over my life, I thought was very stupid. But over time, I've come to see its wisdom. Because for me, the most intractable, frustrating, stressful problems have come from my relationships with people and the things I cannot change. Even my most difficult financial problems, or the ones I see as financial problems, often boil down to a relationship problem. It is where I most apparently lack the ability to accept, have the courage and wisdom to solve some of my relationship problems. I lack the wisdom to know the difference. In light of this, we might look back again at Solomon and truly understand his wisdom. He was humble and wise enough, even before God gave him his gift, to know that he, if he could have an understanding heart, he would be successful as a ruler. And centuries later, we hear St. Francis of Assisi ask for the same thing when he seeks understanding rather than to be understood. For Christians, though, it all comes back to Jesus. Understanding hearts, which direct our thinking, will allow us to see with faith our Lord, our Savior, Jesus. The wisdom of God, however, is not only the kind of practical wisdom we see in our lives, but for us Christians, it is the truth that it is a universal principle which animates and rules the world. So when we think of wisdom, it ties right back to what we're celebrating today. Jesus, Lamb of God, is also the wisdom of God and the pearl of great price. Amen.
Amen.